Today is May 5th. Pastor is saying to us, life through the Spirit. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. No one can live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit. It's impossible. Some believe the Holy Spirit is in us only to help us speak in tongues. No, he does much more in us, for us, and through us. Consider, for example, what we read in our opening scripture. The Holy Spirit in you quickens, vitalizes your mortal body. He gives life to your body. That means there shouldn't be death in any part of your body, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, lives in you. Hallelujah. Many have chanted our opening verse in songs and quoted it in sermons, but have never responded to it as they should. The word always requires your response. Ponder it again. The Holy Spirit in you makes alive your mortal body. Your response, therefore, should be, my body is invigorated with the life of God. I live in absolute health in Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants you to be bold and never afraid of death. Be like Paul, who when he was bitten by a venomous serpent wasn't moved. Others were waiting for him to fall down and die, but he shook the serpent into the fire. This was what he knew. He was conscious that nothing could hurt or harm the one in whom the Holy Ghost dwells. Now that you are born again, you've been brought from humanity to eternity, which means you become incorruptible, indestructible, and imperishable. You're not subject to failure, defeat, and death. This should be your consciousness, a consciousness of life through the Spirit, just as the Bible says that if Christ is in you, even though the body may be dead because of sin, the Spirit gives it life because of righteousness. Romans chapter 8, verse 10. Be eternal life conscious. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for the victorious life you've given me. You brought me from death to life and made me incorruptible, indestructible, and imperishable. I'm not subject to death or the destructive system of this world. I'm a partaker of your divine nature. Eternal life is at work in me. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Romans chapter 8, verses 10 to 11 of the English Standard Version, John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13, and 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read John chapter 2, verses 1 to 25, and 2 Samuel chapters 20 to 21. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 10, and Proverbs chapter 1.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.